Welcome to the Unofficial Controller Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast, episode 204. At least I think it is. The UCP Fantasy... Now, the problem with this one is, it's very wordy. The UCP Fantasy Video Game Draft 2024 with community winner Fat Zangief, a.k.a. Simon. This week joined by RGT Triple S and... let's give him the full credit he deserves. The special community champion, Fat Zangief, a.k.a. Simon. Hall of Famers to my dunce's corner. Gentlemen, I hope you're well. Triple S, calm yourself, because I know contractually I'm obliged to intro you first, pull a couple of party poppers, maybe a sparkler or three, but we have amongst us greatness. Someone who climbed up the greasy pole of the UCP Discord Championship. He batted people left, right, and Chelsea. He played that draft like a shrewd version of Patrick Bateman. He went on this, he went on that. He got Wolf of Wall Street. He bid on everything. He maxed out his team, and he stood atop them like the Colossus of Rhodes, arms outstretched, like, quite honestly, like a Greek god. And that was for the opportunity to come on air with us and participate in our league. Something tells me that we've got this upside down prize here, but he's happy to be here and I'm happy to welcome him here. Simon, how are you, friend?
I'm very well, George. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I've met you in real life when you joined us at Format, which was an honour and a privilege, and now you're joining us here at the UCP Studios. Careful on the furniture. I had a couple of screws misplaced when I got that stuff from MFI.
Wait, George, this, what? You got to put some respect on this man's name. This man has battered all the competition in his way. He deserves the introduction of his stature. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining us today, he is the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion, weighing in at a colossal 20 stone. He is the man who has destroyed all the people in Street Fighter. He decided he was bored with that. He decided he was going to move on to other games. After he got done with those games, he decided he was going to lay the smack it down on the Fantasy League. And so he did just that. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, the reigning undisputed champion, he is Fat Zangief, a.k.a. Simon. Simon, champion of the world. How are you doing today?
That's how the Americans did it. I did slippery poles and Greek mythology, and you. I bow down to you.
No, man, Simon, or should I say, champ? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, 20 stone. Though. 20 stone.
Yeah. I'll admit, I don't know how the stone works.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. Your compliment sort of fell on a bit of a rough bed as soon as you started doing the weight comparisons, because
it was fantastic.
Is it little stone or big stones?
The 20 stone is big stones.
It's 280 pounds
of just nothing but man muscle, extreme of nothing but.
What you call man muscle in the States, Triple S, but I'll tell you one thing here. It refers to something very different in the UK.
Oh, I thought that was maybe like a bodybuilder type slang over there.
No,
like,
you brought him in, you slapped him, you pushed him away, you brought him back in, and then you slapped him again. You basically slapped him again. 20-stone walking penis.
So that's what that means over there. Well, anyways, you know, you're well endowed, champ. How are you doing today?
This has started brilliantly.
This has got to be the most disarray ever I've seen in the UCP. You've thrown us for an absolute ringer, to be honest with you. Is that appropriate, Mumsy? I don't even know anymore.
It's late as well.
We're recording because of time zone differences. It's way past my bedtime, but we're here.
Okay.
RGT, you're here. I mean, I'm honoured that you're here because I don't want to break the fourth wall, but You had a little bit of disaster in the shed today. Do you want to talk about it? Obviously not, no.
Yeah, well, sorry, I'm still having technical issues here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you loud and clear.
Oh, good. You still hear me all right?
Yeah, nothing has changed.
Yes, there has been a disaster, so I'm in a temporary studio at the moment.
And what is the disaster? Because now everyone's a little bit sort of concerned.
Just had a bit of a power outage in the games shed, so I've had to quickly move studios.
And what about that? Just double down on where you think that faint smell of burning came from. Because I suggested it was a PlayStation Lite, and you said, no, it can't because it's battery-operated. I would say there's a couple more battery-operated devices in there that could have started a fire.
My guess was you were trying to run Zelda Tears of the Kingdom at like 60 FPS, and it just burned the whole system down. It just burned everything down.
Yeah, the Switch finally gave up the ghost, I think. Took the shit with it. No, I think it's a fuse box error, I hope.
Okay.
Otherwise,
well, that's recoverable, hopefully. Well, think of it this way. The fuse blew sacrificially to save the whole shed, Suffolk Retro Gaming Museum.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Tickets available in the Discord.
I expect most of them now look like that Game Boy that was in Iraq.
Oh, no.
It still works, RGT, so have faith.
There we go. Atari 7800, indestructible.
Let's not muck around. Let's get stuck straight into this because I want to ask our guest and friend, Simon, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Well, mostly this week, I have been playing It Takes Two with my son, which is
an
old game. Got it for Christmas, skinned it alive on video for Elliot. And then, we finally got around to playing it, and it's amazing. Some of the best co-op platforming I've played in a long, long time.
How does that compare? Bit of a different game, but have you played A Way Out? I think that's from the same studio.
No, I gave that one a miss. I've played Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, which I think but I played that on my own, so really it defeated the object, really. Just played both sticks at the same time. But didn't play A Way Out. But this one, I wasn't expecting it. I'm not really a big, 3D platforming fan. But this, just all the different mechanics that come in, every level is just completely different. The boss fights are fantastic. Bit frustrating at times. My lad was getting a bit, antsy and stuff. But it's all knuckle down grind. Brilliant.
Talk to me about the emotional aspects of that game. Did it pull on your heartstrings?
Well, we're only about 5 hours in. There's, the bits where you're actually talking, in real life to your daughter and stuff like that, that you can see that that's where they're going. They're trying to pull on your heartstrings a bit. And some of it can be a bit forced, and that book's annoying. But, the rest of it's fantastic.
Tough northern man like you, probably not going to shed one tear.
I don't know. There's been times, some games, we can get to it. But it's just the mechanical changes, especially when you're coming into different parts of, different levels, and they just throw something new at you. Every different level, every level, something different. It's fantastic. Really good game.
Well, it's obviously tickled your fancy, so
just try to get back onto it whenever I can. But it's hard, with work and stuff. You just got to try and do what you can. But other stuff I've been playing as well. I've been playing a lot of PS3, which obviously should go down well with you.
Yeah.
I think it's called Vikings of Asgard. But
I saw this. You threw this up on the Discord, and I was kind of like slightly intrigued by it because it almost looks like a game I'd be into. But I checked the library. I don't have it.
Yeah, it's it was Digital Monthly, I think, that recommended it. I don't know what I could compare it to. I've not really played anything very similar to it because I'm not into all the fantasy sword and sorcery stuff. But it's just like a third person hack and slash, but there seems to be a lot of verticality into it, a bit of platforming. I suppose it's similar to like Dynasty Warriors type of stuff, lots of enemies coming at you at one time, but you've got to like release your guys that have been captured first so they can fight with you and all that. But I've only put a couple of hours into that, but it seems really good, especially you know, a couple of generations ago. Very good.
What graphically, is it nice?
It's I'd say it's up there.
Sort of you know, thing you leave on demo mode in the game room, so someone comes and says, is that PS5? Like, no.
And Brian Blessed does the intro, so it had me up from the start, so you hear him talk.
Wow.
But yeah.
Gordon's alive?
Gordon's alive, yeah. But £1.50 that costs. This is how why much? I like £1.50 from CEX. So, wow.
How much is this? How many stones can you buy with that?
How many stones?
Yeah, how many stones can you buy with £1.50?
Probably one infinity stone.
One infinity stone. Okay.
Wow.
That's a good ratio.
That's a good exchange rate, if I'm honest with you. Okay, well, let's put some wheels on this show. RGT, you're going to have to wait because 4K Studios have been on. I've got to ask Triple S what he's been playing.
I got sick last week, so like I kind of took a hiatus from games to rest up, and you know the 4K Corporation basically told me, hey, you could take this week off, you don't need to play anything like that. So
but I've had an invoice in from 4K for your wages.
I mean, yeah, I have sick time, George. I still have sick time.
You got insurance for that?
You have to have insurance over there for sick time?
Well, I'm just testing the waters.
Yeah, okay.
The UCP offers a fantastic insurance scheme for illness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let 4K have a word with me and we can sort it out.
Oh, sounds good. But I've been playing this game called The Realm of Ink. It is a upcoming game that's coming out for all platforms. Right now, it is on Steam.
Let's PC. Just confirm if it's on all platforms. Is it on Switch?
Oh, no. I think they'll save all for the Switch 2, maybe. Maybe. If the Switch 2 can maybe get up to 60 FPS.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Switch 2 is going to come in. It's going to grab what's left of the Steam Deck's hair. It's going to pull it into its crotch, and it's going to It's going to pedigree it.
I hope so. I actually hope so. But if the rumors are true and it's just as powerful as a PS4, I'm going to be a little...
The Pro.
There you go. Even then, the Pro sounded like a jet engine. You're just carrying around a jet engine. They're not even going to let you take it on the plane. It's like that Samsung device that was exploding like 4 years ago.
No, they let you take it on the plane. So if the engine fails, you can just strap your Switch 2 to it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But Realm of Ink is a game that is like a Chinese mythology version of Hades. It is Hades to the core, except for Chinese mythology. So all the gameplay... I mean, I kid you not, like, it's the gameplay is relatively the same. The going from like room to room experience and you picking your upgrade is exactly the same. The only difference is it's like Hades, you played with one character all the way through. This game allows you to play with a whole bunch of different characters that have different builds. So in Hades, you pick like your weapon and your different weapon has those different builds. In this, you're picking these different protagonists and those protagonists come with different builds. That's the only real difference, but it feels exactly like Hades and it plays exactly like Hades.
Is it on PS5?
What's up?
It's on PS5, is it?
I think coming out in a couple of months. I'll send you
You said all formats.
I said it's right now on Steam.
So it's on Steam Deck.
It's on Steam and Steam Deck naturally, but it's coming to all formats. So
okay.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see that. That'd be a nice spring game for the already flooded console market. Hopefully it gets the penetration it deserves. Is there anything else or shall I move on to His Royal Highness RGT?
I think we should move on to His Royal Highness.
Yes, because he's appearing from what looks like a corner of Windsor Castle this week because his game room's, I shouldn't joke, but it's gone up in flames.
I'm on RGT. Wicker throne.
You're on your wicker throne. Your wicker bed chair that you made your mother and father carry you in on. What have you been... I can't afford service, George. You've got to lean on what you got. I totally appreciate that. What have you been playing, RGT?
Pretty much two games this week. I did start Evil West.
Oh, that's nice.
Rang me this morning in a panic. I've got nothing to play. He didn't tell me he'd been playing Evil West, did he?
Well, no, because I didn't want to ruin the show, did I?
You're keeping secrets now, are you?
Yeah, I am.
He said you got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I started Evil West. I've only put about 5 or 6 hours in so far. But I'm quite enjoying that. I sort of let it pass me by and it come out. And then we got it on PlayStation Plus. And I don't know if any of you guys played it.
To be honest, I've looked at it and been not sure. You know me, I like my historical accuracy. And as soon as I saw Gears of War with the revolvers, yeah. I was a bit like,
It's a bit like Gears of War. It's got a lot of Red Dead Redemption vibe with the cowboy in the West, but with a bit of Resident Evil with, you know, the sort of the baddies and vampires and very gory. It's what it says on the tin rail, really, but it's really good. I've got enjoying it. It's quite addictive. It's very linear. It's not an open world game. It's a linear game you follow through, but really good. I'm quite enjoying that.
How long to beat?
I don't know what it is to complete.
Actually, 20 hours, do you reckon?
That up. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought more than that. I wouldn't have thought more than 20.
I can see myself sitting in my wife fronts playing that on Saturday and Sunday.
Because you liked Gears of War, didn't you, George?
Yeah, I think Gears of War is a great franchise. Well, three games for sure.
Yeah, I think you'll like this, then. I think you'll like this. It's a bit... The only thing I've found, the colour palette seems very odd at the moment. It's very, very bright game. Almost seems too bright, if you know what I mean. You have to adjust your gamma a bit in the settings. It don't seem quite right, as though it's, you know, they've released it quite right. It's a bit strange, really. They've got the performance mode and the nice mode that you like, the pretty mode, George. So you'll be playing that in the pretty mode.
4K, 12 FPS. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that plays well. Controls are a little different. We were saying about standardized controls at the weekend. This one has like your punch button on R1, so it's a little bit different. But
Wow.
Yeah, but it works. It plays well.
What's R2, gun or something?
Yes, yeah, like your gun. Then you can do a bit like Devil May Cry combos. You can uppercut them in the air, keep them in the air by killing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's got that sort of Devil May Cry sort of side.
I need a new game for the weekend. Evil West ain't going to cut it.
I might try it out, to be fair. It's sat there purring at me. So anything else?
And the little game that you persuaded me to start again to make sure I finish it.
Yes. What is that?
And please don't say Harvestella.
Harvestella, yes.
No!
That's Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
So I stuck. Actually started at start, and I've put like 7 hours in already.
Good.
Are you playing on a PC or on PlayStation?
PlayStation 5.
Okay.
I have played it before, and I started it, didn't get on with it. Started again, put 15, 20 hours in, didn't finish it. And now I just keep thinking, right, I need to get through it so I can play the second one, because I've got that as well, and I need to get on with it. And then George said, come on, get it played. And I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So I've started that, and yeah, I'm really enjoying it so far. Really good. Mm. I didn't think I'd be able to remember how to play it, but I have, and it's made it so much easier to get into the game. So yeah, enjoying that. But yeah, it's been those two.
What story point are you at? You just found your focus?
No. No. No, I'm just at the proven.
Oh, really? Okay. Exciting. Mm. All right. Yeah. Well, I suppose I'll quickly bore you with what I've been playing. A bit more Last of Us 2 remastered. Well, I don't have to. I mean, no one's really tuning in for me anymore. We've got all the slebs here. I mean, Simon, probably signed the show over to I've only just found out that's part of what you won, really. You've won my share of the UCP.
And
look
house.
After us. You've been kind to me along the way. And my hat, apparently. There you go. And a bag of skips, since I'm giving them away left, right, and Chelsea.
What is a skip?
It's a prawn-flavoured crisp.
Oh, so many questions.
It's hard to call it a crisp. I think it's reformed potato. Oh, so man. Imagine if you fried mash and then sprinkled it in shrimp flavour.
Mm.
The one
of
the
snacks.
Yummy.
Can I just say, I've been to America and gorged myself on some of the most disgusting yet delicious foods going, and you turn your nose up at a skip. How dare you?
I didn't say we were like the crib to the crib of culinary delights here, but I'm just saying you could have made the skip sound more appetizing.
Yeah, you're right, but I went sciencey, and I give you the dictionary definition of what a skip is. What else have I been playing? Been playing some Days Gone, because you know what? Can't kill enough zombies right now. And I've been enjoying... I finally managed to put my fear and anger aside, and I'm actually thoroughly enjoying playing through Yakuza Like a Dragon, the Yakuza... not the new one, not Infinite Wealth. Calm down, Seb, calm down, calm down. I've got that ready to go, but I've always kind of treated this one with a little bit of nervous trepidation because of the whole turn-based.
Oh, no.
Now, if anyone gets in the Wayback Machine and goes back to God knows how many episodes, but they actually launched this turn-based thing. They passed it off as an April Fool's, which must have been a fake April Fool's to test people. To test the waters. Because it was recorded over some dude's shoulder about, oh, look what the new Yakuza's going to be like, or the Like a Dragon's going to be like. And everyone was like, oh, turn-based, that would be really great. Well, guess what? It won an April Fool's. So who's the fool that... Hang on, I don't really know how to work that. Anyway, they played as fast and loose, and now that's the standardized gameplay for Like a Dragon, which I wasn't too sure on.
It made it better. It's so good. The turn-based, I love Like a Dragon 1 was my favorite game that year. And now Like a Dragon 2, Infinite Wealth, is just more of what we got, but it is so good. It is... The writing is so good. Like,
listen, the acting. I'm playing this game for the first time with the English dub on as well, so it's all a little bit new to me, and I'm enjoying it.
Anime.
Well, I'm fluent in Japanese.
Okay, do you watch anime though?
No.
I was just like, when you told me you were doing the English dub, I was like, you don't watch no anime.
The only reason why I chose it was I thought, because it's almost like a new chapter in a way, that one with Ichiban as a standalone thing, I thought I'll try it, see what it's like. I don't think I'll play it again with the English dub. It just doesn't feel right. Some of the acting, when someone gets angry with you in Japanese, it feels really angry. When you hear the English dub version of it, it's like, okay, he's just slightly annoyed. He's not that mad with me at all. It doesn't fit that well, so... Yeah, it's interesting to me. I'm enjoying it. I just need to find some more time to play it, to be honest with you. And I think that might be it, really. Can't think. Bit of Wrestling Empire. Seb, have you got Wrestling Empire on Switch or no?
No, I don't. And you know me. I'm trying to play as least Switch games as I can nowadays. And you can if get it's it. Also...
I bet it's on Steam. It is on Steam.
Okay, I'll try it out then.
You need to get that by next time, because M. Dickey has done a great job.
Okay, we'll do.
Amazing hero. I think with all that said and done, I think I've probably bored everyone to death, and for that I apologise. But the real reason why you came here is to see four men, and potentially five, but Bobby's stuck on the subway somewhere in deepest New York, probably struggling to... What did you see the other day? A grown man being pushed around by a woman in a shopping cart?
Yeah, with a ghetto blast, and he was rapping, probably.
So he likes to fight the Ninja Turtles over there.
He does. What you came here for, obviously, listeners, is the UCP Fantasy Video Game Draft 2024. You see, we get past the intro, I can say it easy, no problems. But for this, much like the Ponces, we're going to have to hand over to the MC with the most, the hostess, host with the most. He isn't a hostess, that's for sure. Unless he's one of those trolleys you wheel in at Christmas and your mum serves you Russell Sprouts from RGT. Did you have a hostess trolley growing up?
Oh, God, yes. That was an 80s staple hostess trolley. And a
Simon,
surf and hedge.
Did your mumsy have a hostess trolley?
No, but she had a 1970s cocktail bar.
Oh.
Melted leather at bottom.
Oh.
Wow.
Golden pineapple ice bucket. The whole shebang.
Oh, no way.
Sham glasses.
That is a woman
you
of class.
You were eating like an 18th century lord back there. What the hell's going on? You're wheeling the pineapple. My goodness. Okay, right. Well, anyway, without any further ado, you couldn't get much more of an English intro than that, Seb, because you've got no idea what a hostess trolley is. But
none.
It's over to you, the man with the stats, the man with the numbers, the man that makes anything feel like a sporting event, Triple S.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At the Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. And that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are on the precipice of greatness once again, because these men of men are going to duke it out this year to see who is going to be the champion of the Champions League of the UCP. So joining us today, we have Zangief. We have myself. Bobby, we are drafting for him today. And then we have RGT and the captain of the ship, George. So
officially that's Simon now.
Okay.
He's captain.
Good.
I'm the cabin boy, yeah.
he's gone down with the ship.
Going down with the ship, that's funny. All right, so here is how we are going to play it. Our first draft pick is going to be defending, undisputed, heavyweight champion of our fan league, and that
he's
is Zangief.
He's middleweight. We cleared that stone thing up.
Middleweight champion of the world, Zangief. And then it'll go, I think the draft order is it'll go to me, then Bobby, RGT, and then wrapping it up is going to be George. George will then have the first pick, because it's snake order of round two.
Anyone picks any of mine, then you're dead to me.
So please resist picking MLB, evidently. gentlemen.
I think anyone will, to be honest.
The rules are simple. We are going to draft games that haven't already come out so far in 2024. So all the games, the Prince of Persias, the Yakuza's, and everything like that that's already released this year are not eligible to be drafted. Everyone ready?
Ready.
Zangief, what is going to be the first draft pick for your team, the Spankathons?
I don't know. I'm looking at my games. I can't believe you put me first. I was hoping
right. Pressure's on now. Come on, champ.
Right. It's on my list, but I'm not going to pick it. I'm going to go with Rise of Ronin.
Rise of the Ronin.
Damn.
A little.
Damn.
All right. Rise of the Ronin. Has any of y'all heard this game, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah. It was on my list.
Yeah, mine.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Good pick.
It's a good pick. It's a really good pick. And right now, it is a pick that is being displayed as we're recording right now on the PlayStation State of Play.
Simon has come out swinging like a champ here.
He has, hasn't he? Literally. Okay.
All right. So I believe I am up next. Let's see here. For the first pick for the champion of this league, I am going to select Final Fantasy VII Part Two.
Good one.
Final Fantasy VII Part Two.
That's a good pick.
Do you realize that I have nothing left now?
that was your whole draft?
Yeah. Rise of Ronin, FF Rebirth.
Yeah, done. I'm ticking off quick here as well.
You like bingo?
Yeah. Because George is winning for a full haze here.
I'm winning right now, yeah. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
All right, so
if RGT picks something off this list, I will literally drive to him and stab him.
Right now,
you're the nearest.
Right now, it falls down to a man they call the Handsome Devil, Bobby. George, I believe you know Bobby the best. You will draft first for him in this round. What are you selecting for Bobby in this?
Talk about a stitch-up operation here. Pressure's on. What would he have? Let's have a little look-see. Oh, nice to see. What would he pick? He wouldn't pick that.
I think he'd go for Unicorn Overload.
No, it cripples me to say this. It cripples me to say this because it's another one on my list, which is painful. But do you know what? I'm going to help a brother out. He's going to pick something like Dragon's Dogma 2, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah, I can actually see him playing that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can't say I'm not playing fairly, although I've literally painted myself in a corner. So Alaskan Truckers just got bumped up the list. That's going to win me absolutely nothing.
You don't know what my next pick is.
Oh, RGT Knicks.
Fine. RGT, he's like a Lone Ranger.
Yep, that is me.
And RGT, you are picking next. What do you got for us today?
I'm going to go Alaskan Truck. No, I'm not. I'm not going to Alaskan Truck. I am going to go with Hades 2.
Oh, a game that is confirmed to be in early access this year, but not confirmed to be released. A very good gamble.
Ooh,
yeah. Shady.
A very good gamble. Yeah.
Very
shady. If this doesn't come out in a 1.0 version, you get no points.
I know, but if it do come out, it's going to be a banger.
Okay? It is. It absolutely is. All right. So, all right. RGT, you did Hades to George. You're wrapping up round number one. What do you got for us, good sir, George?
Well, pull yourself up a chair, because I'm known to issue a haymaker early on in the competition. And let me tell you now, I would like to pick Princess Peach.
Oh, that was on mine.
All right.
Finally, Princess I've Peach. Drawn blood.
It's another one crossed off my list. I'm down to about three now.
Glad I got something.
I think that was a good pick.
It'll review well, won't it? Let's face it.
Yeah. Historically speaking, audience, this is the second time George has drafted a Nintendo-made game as his first pick. Last year, he did Tears of the Kingdom as his first pick.
That was a bold choice by me. It's my turn again, isn't it? Because I'm going to follow up with an absolutely crushing megaplexed every single last one of you. My second choice is Mario versus Donkey Kong on the Switch.
Oh.
Let's face it. It's going to review well. Get on the Ninty train.
I don't like it when you think.
I'm dangerous when I get my brain out.
I like it when you're just more spontaneous and you mess it up.
He drafts really well. He just got follow up in the free agent market.
It's just that face that's annoying to count up.
Yeah.
Oh wow, mate! There's literally nothing I could do about this.
Smug face.
I'm enjoying myself. How dare I do this? I prefer it when you're downbeat, George. That's what people exactly. want to see more of. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You want to get to go again?
No.
Yeah, but someone might pick my game, Seb.
I understand. We'll have to sacrifice. RGT, you are going next.
I'm going to go with Hellblade 2.
Oh.
Get the pen out, Mumsy. It's another one off the list.
Hellblade 2. Okay. All right. That's a good pick. Bobby is next. Is next. I believe RGT this time is choosing for Barbie.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I like that. I've already picked for Bobby if you want me to do it, because I know that he would choose this game.
I've got one, I think, lined up for him, which I think he would like. Okay. And that's Alone in the Dark.
No. He wouldn't pick that. He wouldn't pick that.
He would pick that.
He would pick Black Myth Wukong.
Would he?
Along yes, in the Dark.
We can do it next time for him.
Yeah.
Well, not if it's on my list.
This was on mine. I just crossed off.
All right. So we.
How many games are we meant to have? Because things are looking shaky for me.
And they are looking very shaky. They are looking very shaky. We all right. So our next drafty or is me? I am going to select. Do I select Indiana Jones? No one's gonna play that under 30. Star Wars Outlaws as an Ubisoft game. Ubisoft Swims and Sevens. I think I'm going to
tread carefully, Triple S, please.
I am. I think I'm going to maybe take a swing here.
Is that an MLB reference?
Yeah, I'm feeling MLB-ish this time. I'm feeling MLB-ish. Nah, I'm not going to let you disown me like that. I'm going to go with a game that may or may not come out this year. It is a game by Ken Levine, who is famous for doing the BioShock games. I'm going to go with Judas.
Good choice. Will we see it? Who knows?
Yeah, that is a very, very good question. All right, so George, Mumsy.
No, it can't be me, can it?
It goes back up to up to Zangief.
Right, God, my heart was pounding then because I've got a few on here that I definitely want, and luckily none of them have come out. My next one is going to be Plucky Squire.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good choice there.
That is a very good one. All right, so Zangief, you are round number three. You're choosing for us again.
Right. Well, I was thinking, do I pick an Xbox exclusive because they've been very cruel to me? And I was thinking of that Indiana Jones one. Because last year I picked two Xbox exclusives, one as a counter pick. And one is my pick, and I got them the wrong way around. So I might stay away from that. And I think I'm going to go with Silent Hill 2 Remake.
It's
a bloody good idea.
Okay.
Running out of games quicker, guys.
Nah, you got quite a lot. You got quite a lot there. All right. I am going next here. I am going to choose a game that I think is going to score a lot of points. Should I do that one or do something that I know y'all aren't going to draft because y'all aren't going to think of it? Oh, that's a good one. All right. Woo. Okay. I am going to officially draft. Dang it. That hurts my soul. All right. I think I'm going to. Dang, do I go with option A or option B? I got two really good ones. And then one of them, I'm scared y'all are going to draft it. And another one, I think y'all are going to forget about, but it's going to get me a lot of points. I am just going to go ahead and do it. I am going to go. I'm going to go with. What is it? I'm going to go with Mana. I think they're remake. All right. So.
Fine.
All right, so I am going to pass the bar. Oh, Bobby's next.
Yeah, so RGT chose Alone in the Dark for Bobby. I'm going to choose Black Myth Wukong for him.
That's a good one.
I know that's the game. I know we've talked about it, and he's looking forward to it. And obviously, it's that kind of game. And I know he sticks to his beliefs. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
He loves his Souls games. All right, so the next one on the list is going to be RGT. What is RGT going to draft in the first round or the third round?
I'm going to go with Hollow Knight Silksong.
RGT, betting big here.
Mm-hmm.
Hollow Knight, the game that cost me the championship, I would argue, and allowed Zangief to beat me in the fan league this year.
It's never going to come out, that game.
That's what. That's why it cost me the championship.
It's never going to come out.
All right. So here is our next one. Our next one goes to a man, the myth, the legend himself. It goes to George.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
I would like to pick, if I may be so bold, Pacific Drive.
For the people listening, what is this game, George?
This game is absolutely my cup of tea. It's coming out on PC. I haven't pre-ordered. I'm just going to get it digital. Although physical copy looks quite good. It's basically a bizarre game set in Northern America in some sort of alternate universe where you get trapped on the wrong side of a wall in your car and you have to go out and scavenge materials. It's a bit of a roguelike because if you go too far, a storm happens, which sort of swallows you up, and you need to get to the storm center to be magicked into the safe zone again. And it kind of repeats ad infinitum. The more risks you take, the more materials you find. It really looks like my kind of thing. You take your car back to the garage at night and you fix it up and you modify it. I'm very excited for it. It's going to come out quite soon, which is good news. And it also means that I'll get some easy early scores on the doors, because there's no way. I've seen some early playtests of this game. There's no way it's getting less than 7. So it's a safe bank as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay. He's going with the safe choice here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going round 4, fight. George, what are you going to choose?
Controversial, so I need to run it by you because I know it's had some previews and even some reviews in some sections, so I don't know if it counts, but I have Persona 3 on my list. It's not out yet, technically.
I think it's got reviews now. Let me see.
But it's not out.
What the hell? You
George!
You didn't see that coming, did you? Now, what's the legality of that?
Because I had it written down.
Seb,
Master, let me see if it allows me to choose it. If it allows me to choose it, I'll add it. But if not, do you want to do a backup game?
Yeah. Well, see if it'll add it first.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yes. Yeah, come on. It's frozen. All right. I have a physical list right here, but it's frozen right now. Give me 1 second.
We're going to fill for time. I know, for sure. Everyone wants RGT, yeah. It's like the Lone Ranger.
Bum, bum, bum.
Riding on down.
Riding
to steal my down. Games from me. Snake Lips.
Wow.
RGT, what is your retro pick today? It's still frozen right now, so give me 1 second.
Oh, no,
you need to upgrade to the 486.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Internet's gone down in Seb's house.
All right. It is taking Persona. Okay, so you're good.
Oh, it's took it.
It took Persona.
Oof. I thought that was controversial because I know I've seen reviews for this start to leak out, so I didn't know if it would take it, but I'm stoked it has, because that's a guaranteed point space for me. Top of your list, massive fan, George.
I didn't pick it because I was a fan. I was picking it because I know it at school very well.
No, the rule is you got to pick these games because you want to see them succeed.
No, you haven't. You want to see Princess Peach succeed, do you?
I don't.
Yeah, whatever.
He didn't ask you for a bless.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I do. I want to see that succeed. Going to be a great launch title for the Switch 2. Backwards compatible 4K update. Boom.
If the Switch 2 gets Furikei, I'd be very shocked.
Docked.
I still think it's probably 1080. It finally gets 1080p, but probably docked.
Wow.
Maybe up-res 2K, maybe?
2K.
Yeah, okay. I don't think they care about the resolution over there in Nintendo.
Wow.
All right, so next up on our list, we have... Let's see, George was first, so we RGT. Have... Yep, RGT.
I am going to go with... Helldivers 2.
Do you know what? Ooh. You can really go off people quite quick, can't you?
Was that on your list, George?
Well, not anymore.
Was the first one good?
I enjoyed
in all honesty?
It. I enjoyed it as a little... I mean, I played it one player and you know, very lightly enjoyed it on the Vita because it was a bit of a different game on there.
They've changed it up on this, haven't they?
They've changed it up. And people still rave about the original Helldivers and, you know, for many good reasons. So I think Helldivers 2, although it's switched its perspective from like a top-down isometric to a 3D game, I still think it's gonna review well.
It was like a twin stick, wasn't it, before?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. I got a feeling that would do well at one.
I was just curious because I was like, as a person who's never really played Helldivers, I was just like, I don't think the trailers do it justice, to be honest.
What, the Helldivers 2?
Yeah, Helldivers 2.
It's got a good couple of trailers on Steam that probably do it more justice as a gameplay trailer with a developer deep dive, which I think probably sells its benefits better than some of the just more cinematic trailers for sure. I don't think it's the best looking game, but it's definitely serviceable for what it's doing.
I mean, that's all it's got to do. Next up on our list, we have Bobby. RGT is selected for Bobby this go around.
Oof.
You've got to give him Elden Ring, surely.
Damn it, man. That was the one I thought y'all were going to forget.
The man said it.
Okay.
That's a Bobby put so much time into that game.
Hundreds of hours.
I legitimately thought, yo, we're going to forget that. And I was just going to pick it up in free agency, like Shadows of the Erdtree.
Wow.
Yep. One of my picks last year, I was just hoping it had dropped towards the end of the year, but.
It never did. All right. So Zangief saved Bobby there. Lucky man. I believe I am next then.
Yep.
I am next. So I am going to draft. I think I'm going to draft. Do I show some indie love or do I just go with what I know is going to score really high? You know, I'm waiting for one of y'all to draft Skull and Bones here. Nah.
Not likely.
Not likely?
No.
I'll be picking it, counterpicking it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think Xbox has been so up and down. Do I go Concord? But Sebastian, you don't even like games as a service type of stuff. Flintlock. Maybe I go...
Don't pick that.
Yeah, maybe I go Foam Stars. For some reason...
Yeah, go with that.
Yeah, go with that. Yeah, go on.
Some of y'all for some reason like this Splatoon thing. I'm like, what am I missing there? Okay. Ooh, if it comes out this year, I have a feeling it's going to be a banger. If it comes out, we'll see. Metaphor Refantasio. Refantasia by the Persona team the Persona X team is going to be my pick for this draft.
Okay. Controversial, but ballsy.
I haven't seen bad things from Atlas yet, so.
No.
All right. So next up on the list is going to be. All right. Zangief.
How many picks have we got left, sir?
This is round four. You got three rounds left. So.
Oh, right. So I've got plenty to go.
Yeah, you got a little bit to go.
Good, because I've got my mascot pick. You know, I had Peppa Pig last year.
That saved
you. Good. Yeah. Did pretty good for you.
I'm gonna go with. Oh, I mentioned it before. Brothers, Tale of Two Sons remake.
That's gonna get the same score I got last time, and that's a good score. I like that.
And he gets a double pick now, doesn't he, as it comes back down the order, which makes me a little bit nervous.
And he remembered Elden Ring, which made me nervous.
I am going to go for Little Nightmares 3.
I think Little Nightmares 3 is going to be an interesting game, because it's made by a different team now.
Yeah, it's completely different devs, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think that's an interesting one. I hope it pans out, though.
I still think it's going to pan out. I think that'll do well. Yeah.
Okay.
If they capture the sort of spirit of the originals and bring it forward with a new twist on it, I think that could do really well.
Okay. I believe, Mr. I think it'll do well. It is my turn next, sir. So okay. I am going to go with a game that never gets a bad review. Here,
get my pen out.
I am going to go with Microsoft Flight Simulator for this year.
Well, it's one of my spares.
Yeah, I'm like, for some reason, people love these things.
No, I think that will again, it will do very well.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so next up is Bobby.
Bobby is going to choose Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl.
George!
Yes? Don't get angry with me. Get angry with the handsome Rob.
I hope that comes out this year.
Yeah, it will.
All right, so next up on our list, we have the man, the myth, the legend, RGT. Harvest of the Two, maybe?
I'm going to go with Prison Architect.
Okay. Let's see.
You go, girl. Wonderful.
Okay. And next up, we got George.
I am going to pick the Snake Eater remake. As my way out the door, and then my way in the door choice is probably going to be.
You already did Princess Peach. You got another Nintendo pick?
No. Hang on. I'm going to choose Death Stranding 2 and pray it comes out this year.
Oh, it's a bold one.
Yeah. To be fair, if you think about the incubation time and when the original actually launched, I think there's a strong chance it's going to come out back end of this year.
Yeah, is Hideo doing too much now, though?
No.
And he's working on evidently a weird game for Xbox now.
Yeah,
and
that cloud also, game.
Yeah, and now he's rumored to be working on a movie now. Is he maybe spreading himself too thin?
Well, I could trot that out for a free agency title, but it's a nice placeholder for now.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. All right, so I believe George was first in that one. So, RGT, what you got for us?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Outcast, A New Beginning.
Outcast, A New Beginning. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm leaving myself very exposed here. How many picks have we got left now? Three?
Not very many. Bobby is next now.
What would Bobby choose?
He does like what you call football over there.
I know, but I feel in his absence we need to pick a little bit more dangerously for him. We need to bring in something. He likes his. For Bobby, I'm going to choose Earthblade.
Earthblade. Is that coming out this year?
Well, if it doesn't, he can swap one out, can't he? But it's to be confirmed 2024, so fingers crossed.
That was the one by the Celeste team, right?
That's correct.
Okay, cool.
And I can see that. I can see that scoring high. I think we've actually put Bobby in a very strong position.
I think
he's
so
got a
too.
Good lineup, isn't he?
I think so too. All right, so with my next pick, I believe I'm going to pick. I'm kind of leaning towards Zankeef's dilemma here. Do I go with an Xbox studio here, and you know they kind of haven't necessarily knocked out of the park yet with a 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 game yet, but I mean,
yeah, go with it. I can feel it.
Do I go waters. With something Nintendo this year?
No, they got on the Shigeru Miyamoto rang me up this morning. He says Seb's been very disrespectful to the Switch. He's not allowed to have any Nintendo titles in his fantasy draft.
Yeah.
We spoke in Japanese, obviously.
Yeah, me and him have been beefing a little bit now. I am going to actually do a Nintendo game right now, believe it or not, everyone. I'm going to go with Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door.
Oh, damn.
List.
That's
Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door.
It's a game that more people deserve to play, to be fair, so.
I'm one of them. I've never played a Paper Mario game in my life.
Get ready to be amazed.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of trepidatious about that pick because it sort of gives me a little, like, Thumb Stars quality there, but I don't know. We'll see. All right, so next is Zangief.
Be kind.
Right. I was thinking about Thumb Stars. Believe it or not, it's been getting good previews. But
I actually played it. It's not actually as bad as I'm making it out to be.
But it's a Stone Cold 70 in it, Seb.
Maybe.
But that's a banker, though, if you think about it. That's the way I look at some of these sevens.
Yeah.
It's a draw. It's a banker,
but not. But that's 0 points in this game.
he is not lying. It is straight zero.
I'm going to go for Mina the Hollower.
You just ruined it.
That one hurt me.
You've met your maker now.
Yeah, it's Yacht Games, same people who did Shovel Knight, so it should be good. It's been in quite a while now. I've seen a lot of gameplay. It does look really good.
Good pick.
Now you own the show, Simon. What changes are you looking to make? Obviously, apart from sacking me ceremoniously on air.
I don't know. You could turn your on-air sign on.
It's too bright.
By security.
I've got to get on there.
That Mina the Hollower wouldn't hurt me. I've played Mina the Hollower 3 times in person. Right. It's so good. It is. It's legitimately, I think this has the potential to be this year's Hollow Knight. Like, it is It is that good.
It said like Legend of Zelda 2024, basically. It's the old type of Zelda game.
It is.
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. Right. Simon, I believe you're up again.
This is my last one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Now
it's her last one for the official picks. You can still go pick a free agency.
Right. I was going to go for Baby Steps, but I'm not going to.
That actually looks funny, though.
Does it look a really funny game? But the one I'm going to go for is going to be my mascot pick, and it is Cat Quest, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Tell you, that's a good pick, I think. That's a good pick.
That'll do really well.
PlayStation is confident in that. Like, to show it off during, I believe, what was it, their State of Play, was it? Or was it, like, their showcase? I'm like, they're confident in this game.
Yeah. It's not getting anything less than a 7, is it? Let's face it. So it's safe. And I think it's actually going to probably garner a fair amount of points for Simon. So very, very cool pick.
I think that's a very good pick. I think on... For the last pick in the draft for me, I'm going to go with a safe pick here. For a game that I've never played, but have owned for like 7 years at this point. But I know this is going to review well, because if they just give it the same score as the original, I feel like it'll do well. I'm going to do, what is it, Braid.
Oh, yeah. No. It's another one off my list.
Yeah,
that's a good choice, Ed.
I think that's a safe choice. All right, very safe. I think the next person up will be Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
That's an amazing name.
Bobby is going to pick...
Conquered.
He's going to pick
there.
John Carpenter's Toxic Commando.
You got any interest in playing that, George?
Not really, but, you know, Bobby will do. He's into all that sort of horror stuff.
Yeah.
And it'll probably feature in his, if it comes out in time, and it probably makes sense for them to get that out in time for Halloween. Yeah, it'll form part of his monthly run up to Halloween with his 30 days of horror. Oh, so,
well thought, eh, George?
I like him. I think for him. We are like brothers.
If I was choosing for him this round, I would have chosen Killer Clowns from Outer Space, the video game, because I was thinking that horror thing too. I like that, though. I like the John Carpenter's.
I just think that's probably going to score a little bit better. I actually think what we've chosen for Bobby is the winning pick for this for this league.
A bit too generous.
RGT, Mr. Lone Ranger.
I think it's out this year. Wolf Among Us 2.
Oh, I got so... I'm happy they announced the second one, but I'm so scared because Telltale has been like... all over the place lately.
Yeah, this is a risk pick, but I just think if they smash it, I think they'll do well.
What is it saying, now George? My last pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I can make you all cry with what I would have chosen if the situation had been reversed. So I've got on my list left, because I can
he
say this
might
now and
be
take
able to
this
pick
risk.
MLB up in the...
Well, these are the games left on my list. So MLB 24, Indiana Jones, Dark Forces Remake, Tomb Raider Remake, Avowed, SnowRunner Expeditions, Open Roads, Star Wars Outlaws, or my fallback position of Alaskan Truckers. Now, out of that collection, where's my pen? Indiana Jones, I'm not sure, Dark Forces is a 7-8 game. Tomb Raider, I think, will review the same unless people get absolutely nostalgia crazy. SnowRunner's Expedition is a bit too left field, so I can't see it scoring more than an 8, if I'm honest. Although, because it's a little bit more arcadey, I might see it squeezing maybe an 8.5. Star Wars Outlaw, if it delivers on the promise, and I agree with Seb, Ubisoft are a little bit all over the place. I can see that scoring between a 7 and an 8.
Careful there, George. Ubisoft has assassins now.
Well, true. If they can find me, they're welcome to decapitate me. Alaskan Truckers, I can see not really penetrating higher than 7.9. Avowed and Open Roads, maybe an 8 between the two of them. And MLB traditionally always scores very well, so I'm actually going to go with MLB 24.
I think that was the best pick you could have made out of that list you had.
Yeah, me too.
I actually don't think that's a bad list, but I'm really shocked, though. Okay, so games that we did not draft that I'm really shocked we didn't draft. I'm shocked no one drafted Avowed, first of all.
Yeah, well, it was on my list.
I'm like, none of us are sold on it. I don't know. Let's
well, we're
see.
Playing tactically, aren't we? We're playing tactically.
Mm. Yeah. Ark 2.
I just don't know. I don't really know if Dinosaur Minecraft, the sequel with Vin Diesel slapped on it, is going to do that great. But
you don't
might.
Think Vin Diesel's Power of Family is going to drag this up to a 9 out of 10 at least?
To be honest, he's got a good association with video games. He did the Riddick, a couple of Riddick games, mm-hmm. but then he attached his name to the Wheelman, so he lost all credibility.
Okay. That's fair. Lisfunga, the Time Shift Warrior. Do y'all remember that when that showcased at the Game Awards?
No.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Okay, that one was
so it's a quality game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a...
That resonated in the fan base.
Yeah, it's a roguelike game where you can be at two places at once. It was like the Time Splitter kind of like roguelike game.
Oh, RGT, now he knows all about it. Don't he listen in?
Yeah. Let's see, 33 Immortals was another one I was surprised no one drafted. It was the roguelike game where you're playing, where up to 33 people
I'll
can
be
play.
Honest, mate, anything with Immortal in the title after my bashing that I got off the back of Immortals of Avium not scoring very well, I'm never picking anything with the word Immortal in the title again. That's a fact.
That makes sense. Flintlock, Siege of Dawn, the girl with the axe, like Kratos.
I kind of was intrigued with that, but I don't know. It's not my cup of tea, so it for that reason it probably didn't make the list.
Okay. Indiana Jones.
That was on my list as we discussed, but I don't know. I would love to get hands on with that because obviously I'm a child of that generation. I think you made a good point. No one under 40 is going to play that game, and unfortunately, I think that might be true. It looks great. I think the voice performance in it probably sold me on the concept. I think I would definitely be investigating that game, but it might be a free agency pick for me if no one else grabs it.
Okay. Gotcha. Has anyone heard of this game called Star Wars Outlaws?
Mm-hmm. Again, on my list, but I can't see it. Unless it comes out and it's an absolute blinder, I can't see it getting much above an 8.
Okay.
I'll be buying it. Don't get me wrong. I'll vote in my wallet on that bad boy, but yeah, we need to see what comes of it. I need to see some more of the other planets. I need to understand how the gameplay flows between the two different scenarios.
I see that. If it's just a normal Ubisoft open world, it's just going to be a map full of icons.
Yeah. I think that's a good pull there.
That's the fear of Ubisoft doing it, I'm afraid.
Okay. So these are a couple games that are available right as of right now to pick up in free agency people. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. Let's see. Foam Stars coming out in February 6th is available. Tomb Raider 1 through 3 remastered. Plate Up is also available. Then you also have this game, I believe. Yeah, Bobby Drifter Alone in the Dark. South Park Snow Day.
I was having a look at that one as well.
I like the idea of that game, but I can't see it being a powerhouse in the reviews, surely.
There's one that Xbox and PlayStation has had in their showcase called Dungeons of Hindenburg. Do y'all remember this?
No.
It was a...
Again, you've picked a game there that's obviously resonated well with the hosting team of the UC.
I understand. It is a cartoony, almost like Breath of the Wild, like art style, but the girl has like an Attack on Titan like climbing system. And you are playing as this girl named Louisa, who's like in a village called Hiddenburg. And it has some Zelda meets like Firewalk kind of feel to it. But
I see what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to throw us these curveballs in the hope that we pick them up in desperation and it's going to absolutely booby trap our league. He's sneaky. He's like,
I am trying to distract y'all with all these goodies, and I'm keeping one in the back of my head that I'm like, they didn't draft it. They did not draft it. And I'm like, I think this is
I thought I picked MLB.
Yeah, you picked MLB. I'm not worried about that one. But there's one game y'all didn't draft, and I'm so curious because I think this might be the game of the year for this year for a lot of outlets. So and it's out there.
Alaskan Truckers.
None of y'all like 2024 Wolverine was also given a release date. Did any of y'all believe in Wolverine?
Nah.
Has that been given a date this year?
When they showed off the last trailer, we got 2024. It hasn't been given an actual date.
It's not confirmed date yet, but
no, not confirmed.
Oof, be a good one though.
To be fair, they could take the time to incubate that. I know they like to historically sort of release those games around Christmas time to capitalize on it, but they could push that. They've got enough stuff going on. I mean, it depends on Death Stranding's release date, which we're probably being told, but yeah, they could probably push that and then bank another year easy.
I don't think PlayStation needs to come out with anything this year.
Well, that's my thoughts on Wolverine, to delay it, but you know, where'd you delay it to? March 2025? You'd have to delay it all the way through to sort of October, November time to capitalize on the sort of festive holiday push.
I mean, at this point, PlayStation could come out in, Wolverine could come out in 2025, and PlayStation would have a great year with probably, Samurai game? Ghost of Tsushima.
Mm-hmm.
They can have Ghost of Tsushima, probably have whatever Kojima's working on, probably whatever Blue Point's working on, and also have Wolverine and Grand Theft Auto that year.
I've got to repick because Death Stranding's launching in 2025.
Before we get to that... Before we get to that, George, I hate to break it to you, but we have one last thing to do here, and that is to do one counterpick a piece. Where we are going to pick one game from the list of games that we've drafted, one game, and it's up to the person picking to counterpick one game he thinks is going to underperform here. Yeah, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean... Wah, wah, wah. All right, so I am going to... I'm going to do the honorable thing here on the Discord chat that we have right now. I'm going to send you each a list of the games that were drafted so you can visually see what was drafted.
You're going to have to post that to Simon as well.
I'm already doing it.
Oh, wow.
I'm already doing it.
So I've got to pick someone else's counterpick.
Yep. You got to pick a person, something that's off of someone else's list. Yeah, and counterpick it. That you don't think is going to perform super high.
Ah, okay. So you got to pick, counterpick one of your competitors' games that you think is going to bomb, basically.
Yep, that is exactly right.
That's easy. I'm all over this like a rash. Can I go first?
A rash or a bad rash?
It's a bad rash.
It's a bad rash.
Collects in a fold of skin and probably a little bit smelly. Smells like an old dog's breath.
Oh, is an old dog's breath worse than a young dog?
Yeah.
All right. So Zangief, you've been sent a list. You are going first because you are the champion of our fan league.
Right. Just got the list, so I'm having a...
Yeah, go ahead. Have a gander.
Quick look through.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, what are you still thinking?
No, I've got one, and I've got to say sorry. I've got to say sorry to Bobby because it wasn't his fault. And I'm going to go for John Carpenter's Toxic Commando.
Oh wow!
All right, so
that's what I get for being a nice guy.
I thought that was a poor pick too, Simon.
All right, so
look at the state of him.
All right, John Carpenter is going to be Zangief's counter pick for this round. All right, so okay. So next up, I am doing my counter pick here, and based on what I see right now, I'm going for the throat here. I'm taking out the biggest competition here, other than Zangief, and that is George. I am counterpicking Death Stranding 2.
What, mate? That's not coming out till 2025.
You picked it.
No, I'm playing. I'm not going to do you like that. I'm not going to
His face absolutely go.
I'm not going to do you like that, but I'll leave room for RTT to do you like that. I am going to... Because
he will as well, with a smile on his face. Sam for lube. Savage.
I am going to do RGT. I want to believe in this game like you do, but I do not. It is Outcast the New Outcast the New Beginnings or Outlast?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I am going to counterpick that. All right, so next up, Bobby. All right, I'm thinking of a number between 1 through 10. George, what's the number? And then give me a number, 1 through 10, George.
What, that Bobby's going to counterpick? I don't know.
No, just give me a number.
Well, trapped in a corner, humans are either going to pick 3 or 7. So I'm going to pick 5.
All right. RGT, give me a number, 1 through 10.
2.
All right. Zangief, give me a number 1 through 10.
6.
You were right on the nose, Zangief. You are picking Bobby's counter pick.
Oh, right. Okay. let's have a look. I am going to go for Prison Architect. Never heard of it.
I think that's a good one.
Can I have the same counter pick?
No, you can only do one counter pick per person per game.
I want to do him so dirty, though. He was going to do dirty to me. I want to do dirty to him.
All right, so I believe RGT, you're up.
Oh no!
No, I'm going to go with basically because it's new dev, so it's very unsure. I'm going to go with Little Nightmares 3.
Mm. Oh, that's how you do things. We bring on a guest out of the community, a solid, hard-working, kind man.
I just want to make him feel part of the community.
What, by make him feel exposing him week. Live on air? Yeah, unbelievable.
Like you do me every week. He's part of the team, officially.
I will say, you know, like, you might want to, I'm like, you might not want to have kitty gloves on with Zangief here. He did win the league. I'm like, he won the fan league. And yeah, he's dangerous. Was a cut
he knows his
league.
Stuff.
He owns the show. I don't know what the prize is for winning this league. Appearing on his own show, I suppose. Yeah.
I was like, he won the league by 20 points. That was the largest, you know, gap of anybody there. Mm. All right, so George, your counter pick for this round.
Because I'm the people's favorite. Well, I like to think I am, although apparently I've taken a heel turn, so I'm now the bad guy of the show, which is such an interesting concept for me. Mm. This is building towards striking sort of balance, sticking up for the little man.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
I want to basically low blow RGT from behind. Actually, wow. That doesn't sound...
What a surprise, it's me. I never saw that coming.
RGT, what is he going to choose out of your game list?
The Wolf Among Us 2.
That's a very good counter pick. I was leaning towards that one myself, to be honest.
He left himself exposed, so I just got down and blew him out.
I'm gonna be honest. If you know, like there's a couple of counter picks here that I still think that game's not coming out yet. So when I post this live, when I post this, I'm going to also post a link to this so all the listeners can go check out the league and such like that as well. When I do that, after I do that, the free agency will be open and you are able to pick two more counter picks if you so happen to choose.
Excellent. So I'll be dropping Death Stranding like a hot stone.
Yeah. And you'll be also be able to drop anything you want, pick things up. Remember, we work with a bidding system, people. So they'll be able to go in, bid on a game between $1 to $100. They have a $100 budget for the entire year. So if George wants to blow all of his cash on, you know, MLB Alaskan the truckers. Show part two, that's his business, you know, Alaska trucks. If he actually sees like a factory simulator, you know, is coming out with a game this year, and
Little
he thinks,
Big
like,
Workshop 2, top, little big workshop, top,
yeah, yeah. If Little Big Workshop 2 is scheduled to release it, he thinks it's his mummy, and that everyone's going to take it up, he can bid all his money on it. But all right, so that is our draft. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing me to be the MC of this segment of our show.
Well, thank you, Seb. Well, it's brilliant.
Thank you, Seb, for being the tactician, for being the man with the stats behind the scenes who's crunching the numbers. I think that the one of the most important things to mention here is that there will be a fan league live on the Discord again, so everyone can get involved. Hopefully they've been inspired by our choices or realised off the back
the
of my
folly
choices.
Of them.
Yeah, how to play the game properly. And now Fat Zangief owns the show. I'm a little bit nervous about what he's going to win when he wins this. We also have some interesting news coming up where we might be doing what I would call a celebrity league. Stay picked. We've got some news coming for you on that, which is very exciting. May even build a show around that within the next couple of weeks, depending on guests. So that is very exciting news, and we hope we'll bring you some more on that. Before we get too crazy, I want to thank Simon and congratulate him for coming on. Obviously, now the CEO of the UCP. Interesting turn of events, much like the WWE. You never know what's going to happen next around here, but he's now the Vince McMahon. Was he the boss of Zutamax Media all along? I don't even know anymore. I'm lost in the lore. I think before I get too carried away, we must say to everyone that signed up to our early adopter package, we're blown away, and thank you very much for that. If you want to get yourself in a position to be wearing a UCP lanyard, an exclusive T-shirt, if you want to be carrying around with you a cassette, and why not in 2024? I ask you, you've probably got nothing to play it on, but it will make a nice bit of decoration for your mantelpiece.
Conversational piece.
It's a conversational piece at best. And if you haven't got the full
conversation,
if you haven't got the full set of fridge magnets, well, it's time to get involved, because is this going to be an exclusive fridge magnet RGT, like a one-time deal, or are we putting in the new album art for the fridge magnets? What's going on there?
We'll put in a new album art for the fridge magnets.
So are we going to do an early adopter album art for that, or so like a one-off run for these boys? So
yeah,
got
we can do one. Yeah, we can do one-off run of those, because then if I expect a lot of the early adopters that we've had, and thanks everyone for doing that, it's really appreciated. They've probably already got fridge magnets, so it'd be nice to give them a different one. So
a one-off. So yeah. Much like the Pokemon, they've got to catch them all.
Exactly.
That's what you do, George. You lot cool stuff behind a paywall. That's not what we're about, but we just want to reward everybody for their hard efforts. And you know, like I said last episode, you know, we're not going to embezzle this and run off like the Maxwells and fake our own death or anything. What we're actually going to do is we're going to pump it all back into the show and hopefully move us up a couple of leagues, get the stadium high enough, get some floodlights so we can play night games, all that sort of stuff. And obviously, plough it back into some of the events that we're doing this year. So stay tuned. If you're thinking, what's all this about? You're sat in Germany right now and you're thinking, how come all the Dutch people got the big ups last year and the last episode we didn't? Well, guys, get involved. Mumsy. But, you know, let's face it, we've said all the good things that we need to say and we're contractually obliged to. We need to get now to the real reason why everyone tuned in. They fast-forwarded through the draft, no doubt, because, gentlemen, it's time for a peek in what we affectionately call Stingray's Boot, what's nestled between some counterfeit nappers and a dodgy copy of Battle for Endor this week. These are the new release highlights for week February 4th to February 11th, 2024. Listeners, these are out in digital, physical, or will be by the time this podcast is in your feed, but could be region-dependent. Springstock, wow, whoa! I don't want to ruin anything by saying what I'm seeing because I'm most intrigued to find out. I know Triple S is going to say, good old Counter Ray, but I want to know what Simon. That's Billy Bob Ryan, you. That's torpedoed you right in the prop shaft, baby. I want to know what Simon's seeing. Are you seeing Ray and his son Wayne or what's going on?
Right, I'm seeing Ray. I wasn't really expecting this.
This is part of your prize to meet Ray.
Right. Do you remember back in the 80s there was an advertisement for soft mints?
Yeah. Mr. Soft.
And
apologies to the American and rest of European listeners, but the Brit listeners are like, I remember Mr. Soft.
Yeah. Oh no, I won't see it. I'll get copyright. Well, again.
Y'all have a mascot named Mr. Soft.
Yeah.
Indeed. He's the opposite of Viagra. So if you've got an embarrassing sort of look downstairs, you take a Mr. Soft and boom, you're sorted.
Right. Well, imagine Mr. Soft.
Yeah.
All stonewashed denim instead of that white padding that he had. So it was like a stonewashed denim sleeping bag.
Why is he homeless?
He's soft, man.
He's got the head of Johnny Bravo.
Right, fine. I'm all in for this. He didn't know he was doing it, but he rocked up with probably one of the best versions of Stingray I've ever seen.
Amazing.
Yeah, and Wayne, I could see Wayne's dressed as a Care Bear in a quick save bag. There you go.
Again, you know, I think Care Bears hit the universal international market, but I'm not sure quick save. Registered much outside Blackburn, if I'm honest, but we'll go with it. Triple S, it's been a while. Tell me how you're seeing good old Country Ray this week.
Billy Bob Ray.
Well, Country Ray is being visited by his cousin. Country Ray is being visited by his cousin. You know, we call him Hollywood Ray. Hollywood Ray is from the big city. He's from LA and he wears like a fanny pack very similar to Dwayne the Rock Johnson did back in the day, you know, like the whole fanny pack thing.
Rocking a fanny pack.
It's just a black front fanny pack and everything like that. It's, you know, it's not just for fashion, gentlemen. It's also for purpose, multi-purpose. And so he has the fanny pack right there. He has some silk slacks that are very sparkly on in the back, but he suffers from all the things that the country ray fans, our family does. He's, you know, he's built like a bowling pin, upside down bowling pin, to where like he's heavy on the top, but he got little legs. So, and so he got little legs, and on this side he has he's wearing overalls on the top, and it's like very, very like silk, nice black silk overalls and such like that. But on the bottom of the overalls, it's very shiny. It's very like very platinum colored and everything like that. He has sunglasses on, and the Ray, because he's in the country visiting his country Ray cousin and everything like that, he has a piece of straw sticking out of his mouth. So Hollywood Ray,
what an image
is what I'm seeing. This week.
Okay, well, I'll save mine because first of all, I need to find out what RGT is seeing.
He's always on point, but I think he's got confused this week. He's like glitch and mess of pixels, different characters, games. 1 minute is 4K, the next minute he's running at about 8 frames per second, probably on a Switch. Next minute, he's run.
Wow.
No, he's just, he's sort of glitching. Like I say, 1 minute he's like a Death Stranding character, the next minute he's Mario, then he's Princess Peach. And Wayne is just a solitary controller on the floor. It's all he is, just a solitary controller, just laying on the floor. But because of what's happened with the shed, he's gently smouldering.
Does he smell like brisket?
No, he smells like burnt wise.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Sam's done.
Yeah.
Let's calm him down, because I tell you someone he's never heard of. He's never heard a Gale from Corrie. That's how I'm seeing the Ray. Except he's wearing nothing but a dirty pink bikini, ill-fitting, that he's found in a trash bag just outside the local charity shop bin. For his bottoms, he's technically wearing nothing, but I can't quite see any genitalia. It's just like a blurry mess. His son, Wayne, is presenting himself to me this week as a 2-foot-high Charlie Dimmock, full chapel hat pegs the lot, and he's replanting my shrubbery in such a feverish way that I don't know what he's trying to achieve. He might be digging a trench. It's not going to take him long because he's not massive, but he's got a big spade.
I need you to promise me it's the last time you go to Amsterdam.
That was a week ago. Everything's clear now.
That's what I mean.
I'm passing the test a lot.
Does Wayne and Wayne Ray have like jobs, or are they kind of?
Yeah, they deliver video games and VHSs to the local community all around the world. They're like Father Christmas, but a hell of a lot seedier.
Okay, gotcha. I get it. Where do they find counterfeit nappies?
It's a perpetual unending supply that their Nissan Bluebird seems to just generate from some of the cigarettes that they smoke, and also some of the good ideas Wayne has as they go over the level crossing just outside of Farmington.
Oh, okay. So all the Rays are a shady bunch, right?
Absolutely, yeah. There ain't a straight one among them. And I don't mean sexuality, I mean legality.
Okay, because I was like, Country Ray is like, he's also a shady shifty man, but who like, he shows moonshine, but he didn't quite find out that like whiskey and has everything been legal for about 80 years over here.
All right, so what's he call it? Sunshine?
Yeah. He just sells bootleg like bootleg liquor over here, basically.
Sunshine.
Okay, well. I'm aware that I need a sleep, and I don't know about anyone else, so I'm going to dive into the boot, and I've got my greasy mitts on something called Clem. Sounds like a member of the Ray family, probably a spin-off of the Country Ray division.
Uncle Clem Ray.
Uncle Clem Ray. He's arriving on the PC and Switch February 6th, 2024. Clem is a narrative-driven puzzle-adventure game with a dark twist. Wake up in a world where puzzles intertwine with exploration, weaving a unique narrative rooted in alchemy. A voice awakens you. It gives you purpose. To guide you, you find a notebook with mysterious entries and a house to explore. Sounds like my arrival back in the UK. Simon, you have every right amongst men to claim a readout. Now, would you like to or no?
I'd love to, but I haven't been sent any show notes.
I emailed the address. It's probably in junk.
Let's see. No, got nothing.
Oh, okay. No.
I got your bag, thank you. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Hang on. Can I share screen?
Yeah.
It's probably best you do what you were going to do, because I can imagine I'm just going to show you Pornhub.
Huh. Are we in a different rating now? I didn't realize we were rating.
I'm playing with going for a PG-12 rating. That's what we're playing with right now. Yeah. I thought that was allowed. I've checked with legal. Mumsy, is that allowed? You don't know what it is. It's a website where really anyone can go.
Check a Discord for Zangief. You're good.
I have got some of a message, I think.
Okay.
All right. We have got February 8th, 2024, Border Box VR on PC, VR, PS, VR 2. As a human border agent, you begin a new role as a booth operator at an AI travel border. Interact and check over a variety of robots as they try to get you through security.
Ooh. That actually sounds like a and looks like a bizarre amalgamation between Job Simulator, Vacation Simulator, and Papers, Please. It's not the reason to dust off the PSVR 2, but if you've already got it out, you might as well download it.
Mm.
Now, I want to see Seb and RGT stripped to the waist and fight mano a mano, as does Gail Ray, about who is going to read this out next, this last one. Who is it?
Oh, Seb will take me. He can read it.
Fine. Seb, what's your last pick, friend?
Well, let's see. We got Helldivers 2 for PC and PS5. It is coming at you February 8th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a grand adventure in the skies awaits. Form a party of four from a diverse roster of skyfarers, whatever that is, and shoot or hex your way to victory against treacherous foes in this action RPG. Take on quests solo with help of others and up to four player co-op play. That is RPG. Helldivers 2. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
getting it.
As you are aware, and everyone's aware, because you know, I like to imagine Ray likes to imagine this is the best part of the show. I need you gentlemen to pick a retro VHS pick. I'm coming to you, Simon. I know I'll put you on the spot here, friend, but have you got one?
Yeah, I've had a look, and I'm going to go for Weird Science.
Mm. I like what you've done there. That's an absolutely cracking pick. Ray's nodding at me. Can't take you seriously as Gail from Corrie, mate, to be honest. So I turned to his son and nearly had my eye taken out. So, RGT, what's your pick?
I think I'm going to go with Full Metal Jacket.
Interesting pick. Mm. I like what you're doing there. Classic. Nice. Yeah. Seb, what are you going for? WrestleMania 18?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a real good one. That is a real good one. I think I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with Royal Rumble 99. I think that's... It's still wrestling-based here, but like... 1999 was a really good show.
Is that the one with the taxi in it?
What's up?
Is that the one with the taxi on the stage?
Yeah, I believe that was.
Interesting.
I believe that was. But that one was, it was really good. It had a little bit of everything, and that was, it was centered around the rivalry between Stone Cold and Vince McMahon, and basically, Mick Foley would come in and keep coming in as different characters over and over again.
Yeah.
Like all of his personas. Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Okay.
George, what is your pick?
Thank you. I am going to pick As Time Goes By, a Judi Dench comedy vehicle from the 90s. I'm going to get a complete box.
Wow.
Got to keep it interesting, RGT. Wow. Got to keep them guessing. I'm going to get the full series, everything that they did between 92 and I think that limped on into the 2000s, maybe. So there's plenty for me to get through. If you've seen one, you've seen them all. It's not To the Manor Born, but it's a good substitute. It's like To the Manor Born methadone, I would say. And with that in my hands, a slightly damp copy of Judi Dench's comedy vehicle, I look down at the floor and I just see... I don't know what I see anymore. I see a quick save bag just in the wind whistling over the gate. He's gone. So the only thing left for me to ask you, gentlemen, is what you're hoping to play. CEO of the UCP Operations and Holding Company, Simon, a.k.a. Fat Zangief, a.k.a. You see, an Englishman can't do the hype train as well as an American, but I'm trying. A.k.a. Fat Zangief, really a.k.a. world champion, middleweight champion of the world. Definitely well under 20 stones by a long shot.
My apologies, thank you, if I didn't know what stones means.
Ripped in steel, holding everything in his hands. He looks like he's basically magnetized his hands and walked down the Generation Game conveyor belt. He's got everything. What are you hoping to play, fine, sir?
I'm going to get back into It Takes Two with me lad. And I think I'm going to get back into Rocket League. Bit more Rocket League. Yeah.
Controversial. I didn't see you as an airborne football RC crazy madman, but now I've seen that twist on you, I can't unsee it. Triple S, a.k.a. Furkay's greatest asset. The man, the myth, the legend, the man with more stats than a dirty sailor's got tats. What are you hoping to play?
That is a lot of stats, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. I am hoping to, I'm going to play Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. I'm going to do some more of that. I've been playing some Prince of Persia. I've been playing some of that. And
how are you finding that?
For $17, I'm not finding it absolutely grand. I think it punches well above its weight class, and I think this is the best Ubisoft game they've done in, I'm gonna be honest, probably 10 years at this point.
Wait, it can't be better than Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, the standalone DLC from Black Flag, can it?
I know that the bar is high because you just listed off that absolute classic banger. But yeah, I think this is easily the best game they've done and in about a decade. And it takes it back to the roots of everything. Like this feels like it is more simple. It feels like it's more concise. It feels like it is high AAA budget. It's probably the most high AAA Metroidvania game I've played in a very long time. And the action's good. The gameplay is crisp. The features that it has is very player centric and very player focused. The fact that you can take pictures of different areas, and when you get those power ups, you remember exactly where those apply to later. It feels well thought out. And other than the story, which I think is mid, it's like everything else in that game feels high quality. And if someone were just, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if someone were to say like this Ubisoft game is your game of the year so far right now, I wouldn't even do a double take. I think it's that good. But you know, like I think this is a game, if you like Metroidvania games, if you can stand getting like a $17 Ubisoft Plus membership, play this for a month and then drop your membership, I think you should go that route, because at $17, this is fantastic. It's the biggest bang for your buck you're probably going to see this year. At full price, I would probably say wait for a sale, and because Ubisoft games go on sale like every 3 months. So I'm like,
it'll be on sale by mid-February.
Oh, for sure. Probably.
I agree with you. It looks fantastic, but I'm looking forward to getting some numbers crunched about how many copies have sold across all the different formats that it's on.
Yeah, I don't think it's selling too well, but like I also think that's Ubisoft's fault for the way they marketed this game, and also for the way they kind of priced it. But you know, I think they should have maybe priced it a little lower than what they even did at this point. But I think it's fantastic. I think this year has been a fantastic list of a magnificent list of like games. We've had Tekken 8, we had Like a Dragon, Persona 3. I would throw this in there as well with Prince of Persia. It feels like 2023 part two, because we had a lot of 9 out of 10 so far.
Got a lot to thank for COVID. Yeah. RGT, what are you hoping to play?
Definitely getting stuck back into Horizon Zero Dawn. I've got a few days off, so gonna really, really get stuck into that. See if I'm crunching numbers up and get the hours going. And
you're not playing any games. You'll be at the shed at what, 4 or 5 in the morning after barely sleped.
Well, yeah, just covered
bumbling around with fused wire, and your mum's gonna be perpetually hanging a hanky in front of your face.
Yeah, just having little simple ceremonies in the garden for all my burnt out consoles, I would imagine. But
bury them in the lab pit. Yeah, bury them.
Burn them all. yeah, and also
RGT, these consoles are made of camphor wood.
Yeah. Classic. Wonder how many people will get that joke. Put it in the Discord if you got that joke.
Gail from Corey will get that, mate.
And probably a bit more Evil West, I would imagine. And some more Link's Awakening. So,
oh, nice.
Between those three. Yeah, between those three.
RGT, this year, get a Steam Deck and you can have all those games and all those consoles that you have in your position in the shed and just have them on one console.
Get your Steam Deck now. Use code SSS for 10% off and a free carry bag.
And you get it's an OLED screen, man. It's an OLED screen.
Correction. Fanny pack.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I could do, but that would, I don't know, it would be quite the same for me. I like the collecting side of it. Love it.
I understand. You can keep collecting those in physical. It's just the convenience of playing all those retro games on your couch, though. You know,
you can't play them all at once all the time.
No, no, but I mean, you can have 13,000 games right beside your bed, Stan.
Hang on. Mumsy, we'll put our onesies on, get the hot milk ready. I think it's time, gentlemen. I want to thank every single one of you. SSS, thank you for coming in with the stats.
Yeah, cheers,
Simon.
Again.
Thank you for competing in the league. Congratulations on the win. Commiserations to the guys, but you know, I would say that they all put in a good effort and let's face it, let's rack them up and stack them for next time. Keep your ears peeled for the Celebrity League, which we're very excited to bring some more details about very soon. Look forward to your weekly episode coming up again next week. I can't remember if that's a guest episode or not, RGT. Is it or no?
No, not next week. Week after, I think.
Okay, so we've pushed a guest, but that's all cool. Hopefully they'll forgive us. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. That's all we have time for this week. Listeners, as always, thank you for your time. We look forward to the pleasure of speaking to you again next week. Until then, happy gaming. And remember, there's nothing wrong with being given an official controller. It's what you do with it that counts. Thanks, guys.
Laters.
Bye.
Bye.